The 21 Days to Self-Love Meditation Experience. I'm very excited to be on this journey with you. And wow, there's quite a number of you that have signed up and obviously are so ready to step into a higher vibration of loving yourself madly and authentically. So that is so cool. And it's through the higher vibration of this self-love that every part of your life will be magically touched in new and wonderful ways. Congratulations for giving yourself this gift. Now, everyone who has embarked on a spiritual practice, for example, like meditation, at some point wanted to stop or distract themselves or even quit altogether. So let me share with you then the 7 keys for a successful self-love meditation experience. So first, it's about commitment. Commit to the daily 10 to 20 minute meditations for the entire 3 weeks. So when beginning a new practice, there's a natural tendency to cave in and give up way too quickly. Even with the best intentions to keep going, unfortunately, and I'm sorry to say this, but about half of you are going to succumb to your old behaviors of self-sabotage by missing some days or even dropping out altogether. And is that going to be you? Oh, I hope not. And if you find yourself hitting a wall and ready to quit, instead, please, please send me an email, a brief description of what is going on. Let me know. I want to help you stay the course to the full 21 days. So I want you to also know that you're not alone. You really do have my support. I mean, I'm very dedicated to this experience, and I want you to have the fullest experience possible. The second key is to set your intention. And it's best to take one thing, or maybe no more than two, but that thing that you'd like to change and take it all the way through the entire 21 days. For example, if putting yourself down is what you'd like to change, then take it through every single daily meditation. That way, you'll be able to get into every nook and cranny of that problem and release a little bit each and every day. So every day is just progress toward your goal and intention. Third is pick that one time per day that works best for you. And the reason why is studies actually show that if you meditate the same time every day, you will have a more profound result. Have it be the same time, such as in the morning when you wake up, or over your lunch period, or right after dinner, or before going to bed. Just pick that time and consistently, as much as you can. I know things come up. The fourth key is to pick a quiet place in your home, office, nearby beach or park, or wherever you choose that is your sanctuary. This is really important. And make sure it's a place where you will have total peace of mind, no distractions, and can freely move your body. As I may have you actually do some moving around in the meditations. The fifth key is to refrain from giving meaning or judgment to the thoughts, beliefs, fears, emotions, and feelings that will pop up during meditations. It's not uncommon for these things to come up, and so I want you to know ahead of time it's kind of natural and normal that they will pop up. But when they do come, don't judge yourself. Just gently smile and let them float away. Just know that what comes up to the surface is for a wonderful reason. It means that you're ready to have them leave your mind and body. And to make that happen, for them to actually leave you, to be released from your cells, just be the witness and observer of that thought or whatever presented, and watch it just float by you. So even for the most seasoned meditator, thoughts come up, or feelings or whatever. It's no biggie. Go ahead and notice them and let them gently float away, then refocus yourself back onto the meditation. Good. Now, six is be patient with yourself. There is absolutely no way to do meditation wrong. And as with any new practice, patience is your virtue. So be patient and be kind to yourself. And the seventh and last key is to wear headphones. Being hands-free gives your body a chance to just completely relax and release even more. Actually, let me throw one more thing in there. I'm going to do a little bonus key here. I would love it if you would reward or treat yourself for making this very important commitment, this investment in bettering the relationship that you have with yourself. So decide what that reward is going to be. Maybe a delicious scented bath at the end of each week, or take yourself to that movie that you've been wanting to see, or even go to YouTube and watch a scene of a movie that makes you laugh hysterically. And actually, for me, it's always Who's on First with Abbott and Costello. I always get into the giggles when I watch that one. So that's it. That's the keys for success in your self-love meditation experience. So right now, we're going to go right into the formal meditation. I want you to sit comfortably with your feet flat on the floor and smile. That begins to release some feel-good hormones and helps you to begin to relax. And inhale deeply through your nose. So inhale and exhale, emptying your lungs. Inhale, then exhale, and notice that you can release your thoughts, visualizing them running down your arms through your fingertips. Inhale and exhale, visualizing your thoughts now running down your legs and out your toes. Good. Can you begin an awareness that your body is not you, but yours? And it's made up of about 75 trillion cells, or thereabouts. Each cell is actually over 98% space. And this space taps into the universal intelligence and love that you actually already are. Now, can you place your awareness on the space within your cells that's within your head? Be in this space and expand your awareness to the outside edges of your brain. As you focus on this space, you become relaxed. be alert to the space within your cells to the point that you are now in the space within your cells that encompasses your entire head. So from the top of your head down to your chin, and from the top of your head down to the very top of your spine, you are now in the space within your cells that encompasses your entire head. Good. Can you place your awareness on the space within your cells, within your neck? Be in this space and expand your awareness to the outside edges of your throat and neck. As you focus on this space, you become even more relaxed. Be alert to the space within your cells to the point that you are now in this space within your cells that encapsulates your entire neck. So from the front of your neck to the back, from the top of your neck to the base of your neck, you are now in this space within your cells that encapsulates your entire neck. Now place your awareness on the space within your cells, within your torso. Be in this space and expand your awareness to the inside edges of your torso. As you focus on this space, you feel yourself expanding and relaxing even more. Be attentive to the space within your cells to the point that you are now in this space within your cells that encompasses your entire torso. So from the top of your shoulders down to the base of your hips, front and back, you are now in the space within your cells that encompass your entire torso. Now get an impression of the space within the cells, within your arms. Get an impression of the space within the cells, within your hands, your fingers. Now get an impression of the space within the cells within your legs, your knees. Your ankles. Your feet. Your toes. become aware of the volume of space that fills your entire body. Be alert to the over 98% space within your cells, within your entire body, and be there now. Be present to the space beyond your entire body. Being present to this, you become aware that the space beyond your body is the same as within your cells. There is no difference. It's all energy vibration inside and outside of your physical body. Be aware that your physical body is beautifully protected in an illuminating white light energy, while your energy body is expanded beyond the room that you're in. Your physical body expands out, filling up the room that you are in. Keep expanding out. There we go. Keep going, filling up the room that you're in. And now beyond the room that you're in. And as you expand out even more, your energy moves beyond time, beyond the material world. It keeps moving beyond and beyond and beyond. You are now glowing, vibrating, and expanding into an energy body that keeps expanding out. It has no beginning. It has no ending. The energy of you is infinite. Your beautiful energy mingles with the higher vibration of the quantum void, where all possibilities exist, where pure consciousness is easily tapped into. Be in this space. Be in the quantum void. Be the quantum void. Be this energy vibration, staying very present. Good. Now release all of your concerns of self-sabotage into this void. Know that it's not only possible, but that it's actually happening now. You can and will surrender all of your rejections for moving forward. Release your worries that you'll sabotage your efforts. Take all of what you no longer are willing to carry into your future and hand it over to the void. Release your old mind. Release your old self-destructive behaviors. Release your projections that take you out of the present moment. Release your expectations. Release your judgments and hand them all over to the void. Very good. Keep surrendering it all up. And as you release this while handing it up, see it burst out into billions and billions of particles, returning that energy all back to its original vibratory state. It becomes pure potential energy once again, becoming space with no judgment, no agenda, no sabotage, and returns to its natural, pure and available energy for the use of your own free will. You can use this now for your new mind. This makes space for your new mind. So ask yourself now, what consciousness can I be to get what I desire with ease? What consciousness can I be to actualize what I desire with ease? What am I choosing for this moment on? What am I choosing for this moment and beyond? How would I like that to show up? How would I like that to show up? Allow yourself to enjoy this delicious conversation with your higher self. In your consciousness, right now, step away from your past. Goodbye, past. I am choosing something that works for me. So, goodbye, past. And feel yourself leaving your past behind, stepping right into your future. And get so excited about your future that is already created energetically now. Raise your vibration by feeling grateful. Raise your vibration by feeling happy. raise your vibration by feeling excited about the future that you are actualizing. It feels so good to see your future. So exciting. It just makes you glow all over just picturing it, thinking about it, tasting it, hearing it, using all your senses to come alive. Have faith that it will show up. Not exactly the way you think it will, but it will show up in your material or in your physical world. And be grateful for that now. Because that gratitude, the vibration of gratitude, is like the gate opening to your desires. So infuse it with that very high vibration of gratitude. Beautiful. I can feel the exciting future that you're deciding to have, and I'm so proud of you. You are powerfully amazing and magnificent, and I want you to acknowledge that right now. Very good. Did a great job. Now coming back into your physical body again, just wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. And consciously come back into your body. So breathe in deeply. And exhale. This helps you ground your energy back into your body. Again, inhale sharply. And audibly exhale. Sharp inhale and release your exhale. Good. Now stretch your arms and stretch your legs. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Oh, good. You did a great job. So keep allowing your awareness to go into the void. And observe your feelings and emotions, but then just hand them right up. Beautiful. I'm sending you off with love.